This Mishnah is Sanhedrin chapter 10, Mishnah 4. As of today, because we're running low on Mishnayot before the end of the tractate of Sanhedrin, we're actually only doing them now in the morning, the mornings for the few remaining, until next Wednesday morning. A week from tomorrow is, of course, the day before Pesach, and we'll have the Siyum. We'll read the last Mishnah in Sanhedrin and do a little Siyum, and we can all celebrate and have individually our own little celebrations so that those of us who are firstborns do not have to fast on that day. This Mishnah is about the Ir HaNidachat, something the Torah defines as a city in which everybody is an idolater. And the Torah actually tells us that such a city, that the people who live in such a city deserve to die. In fact, we're obligated to go out and kill them, which seems a little harsh. Although, of course, you know that that idolatry, both in the Torah and in, you know, later rabbinic times, is sort of one of the severest no-nos of the of Jewish life. So we find the following: Anshei Ir HaNidachat Ein Lahem Chelek LaOlam Haba, Sheneemar Yatzu Anashim Benev LiYa'al MiKirbecha VeYadichu Et Yoshvei Iram. So the citizens of an Ir HaNidachat, this city in which everybody is idolatrous, they have no portion in Olam Haba, in the world to come, for it is said, this is quoting from Devarim, certain base fellows, B'nei V'li'al, are gone out from you and have misled the inhabitants of their city. So then the Mishnah is going to go, it's going to soft pedal, because as we've seen, the pattern is in rabbinic literature is to lessen this idea of to weaken this idea of the death penalty and to try to avoid it at all costs. They are not killed, that is, the citizens of the city, unless those who have misled them are from the same city and from the same tribe, and most of it has been less misled, and men misled them. And then there are some more qualifications and so forth. It's interesting to point out that further down it says, this is more severe for individuals than for the many. Okay, that is to say, the ones who are really responsible are the leaders who allowed this to happen. So this is not, this mission is not only obviously an attempt to try to mitigate this this death sentence for an entire city, but also to hold the leaders accountable. That's really what I think the Mishnah is getting at here, that leadership requires responsibility in making sure that you do not mislead the people who are in your charge. We can draw from that many lessons about our current world, about the power and danger of leadership and the ability to mislead, just something for us to think about. I'm going to make a trans